Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. The Bird Flu says, keeping it old school with a hyper chat. Well, thank you very much for the support. We have received a message from the author of this book, E. Connor, an Irish author and YouTuber. He wrote The Red Pandemic, The Global Marxist Cult. The revolutionary ideology is the origin and enabler of many destructive issues affecting Western civilization, mass immigration, the climate change movement, radical sex education, falling birth rates, and abortion, the assault on Christianity, the destruction of the family unit, the erosion of indigenous culture, the suppression of free speech, totalitarian world government. Well, I agree with the diagnosis. It will be interesting to see what this book has to say. It is available at Omnia Veritas. I'm always in for giving exposure to these projects, even without being paid for it. I am all for authors taking control, free authors, independent authors taking control of their own publishing and making money with it. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? What a childish move has been done by the Ukrainians targeting Russia in a way that is not militarily strategic. They didn't touch anything. I don't think that a single military target was even hit. And so what do we have here? We have Ukraine just using the new toys that were given to them by the U.S. government for the purpose of testing, for the purpose of provocation, and for generally for the purpose of being general assholes, really. The only missile that we know has done anything has fell on a civilian beach. There were civilians just chilling there in Sevastopol. It seems the early reports are indicating many injured, maybe 100 injured, maybe a couple of dead. It's not military intelligence. So what do we have here? We have the warmongers of the US putting pressure onto Ukraine to use them as puppets into an escalation game of provocation with Russia. I think it's ridiculous to waste human lives, especially civilian lives, in this, oh, we want to up the ante, we want to piss off Russia. No purpose at all but to trigger more war, trigger more response from Russia. Here we have the videos of the Ukraine side propaganda saying, oh, we're sending these new missiles, presumably going in the direction of Crimea, where we had the scenes of their arrival. Most of these missiles apparently have been intercepted or have not reached their intended target, if there were intended targets at all. Kim.com reports, the U.S. Air Force directed the attack MS missile strike against Russian civilians today. This is an act of war by the U.S. government against Russia. Did Joe Biden seek permission from Congress to start a direct war with Russia? Did Americans sign up for it? You are currently, ladies and gentlemen, being involved in a war that you have no interest in by a bunch of elite who intend to benefit from this war. Here we have the locations where this happened. And this seems to be a drone system, perhaps, that we're helping the targeting of the missiles. U.S. drone directed the attack MS missile strike, dropping deadly cluster bombs on civilians. So there were cluster bombs in addition. So we're talking about bombs that lead to little bombs, little grenade-like fragments. It can cause a lot of damage. We can be thankful if there's only been three or a couple of dead, because these cluster bombs, if they end up in a place where there's compacted humans, they could kill hundreds on their own. So you had drone intelligence apparently coming from, well, what's this country, Saturn to Bulgaria, I don't know. But so you have U.S. intelligence, you have U.S. authorization to Ukraine to use missiles deeply into Russia, and you have U.S. Funding of weapons to Ukraine that made this possible. So you can't blame Vladimir Putin at this point to say, all right, we are at war with the U.S. An act of war has been committed by the U.S., onto us, and on top of it, on Crimea, which we're not talking about frontline interaction with Ukraine, we're not talking about helping the advancement of the frontline in Ukraine, we're talking about a totally gratuitous invasion for the purpose of invasion, you know, for the purpose of testing Russia. Shamrock Shake says, would you rather be cluster bombed or genocided slowly through mass immigration? I might take you up on that cluster bomb offer, Shamrock. Immigration is painful, okay? Painful. I may appreciate the instant pain being unleashed of a cluster bomb just putting holes in my body like a Swiss cheese. I like the idea. Saturn Shine says, JF, did we declare war on Russia? Well, no, it's all proxy. It's all, it's all basically with the intent of having Russia retaliate so that we can declare officially war on Russia. So I think it would be smart of Putin not to do much, you know. Yes, of course, target any forces around in Ukraine, you know, target forces so that it doesn't happen again. But I think that the clever thing to do for Vladimir Putin would be to basically let this pass, let this provocation pass, because clearly it is just that. It is just a provocation. what I would do if I were him, I don't care what he does. Maybe he has a different strategy than me. But if I'm him, I'm like, okay, this is a provocation. I'm not going to retaliate by attacking a military base in the US. But what I would do is I would strike 10 times harder onto Ukraine. I would just show that, hey, The more you target me, the more I'm going to advance in Ukraine. And you've already demonstrated that you're incapable anyways. You're incapable of blocking my advance in Ukraine. So I would start targeting Kiev. I mean, that would be my reaction as a leader. So that you don't have the escalation that the American warmongers want. But you do have a kind of reaction to the provocation, but a reaction that is actually more honorable than the behavior of the warmongers right now. A reaction that would actually, because the US looks bad and Zelensky looks bad right now with these, I mean, it's beaches. We can tell from the video, Sevastopol, attack MS with cluster warhead, strike on a lively beach. The number of people killed as a result of the Ukrainian strike on Sevastopol increased to 3 people, including 2 children. The number of victims is about 100 people, according to the governor of Sevastopol, Mikhail Razvahaev. Maria Zarekova says, the Ukrainian armed forces attack on Sevastopol is a ritual crime. The day of the Holy Trinity was not chosen by chance. Okay, I don't know what that day is, but let's see the scene here. it's not looking good for Zelensky. It's very childish. You know, when I see videos from the Russian side, we see drones. We see drones targeting specific soldiers. We know they're soldiers. We know they're on the front line of Ukraine. And they arrive and poof, the soldier is dead. When we see them strike on commercial buildings, we can see videos of the Ukrainian tanks going to hide first in those buildings. So the Russians have been leading an adult war here. And they've been very successful at publishing, being transparent about, look, we targeted this commercial building, but it was filled with Ukrainian ammunition. And here's the proof in video, and you can see the Ukrainians going in there. And their use of drone has been just heartbreaking. I mean, there are videos emerging regularly. Holy shit, these poor human beings are on the Ukrainian side are being told, you're going to walk from here in the forest to here in the forest for absolutely zero purpose other than having presence. And you see these little $20 drones coming in. And the explosion is so targeted. So targeted. It's almost surprising that the guy dies. And they are heartbreaking because it's like, holy shit, the end of a human life for $20. That's what I see every time I see a drone. Just they carry these little grenades that are basically the cheapest possible. It's not like you have to bombard $100,000 of ammunition to kill one human life. No, it's this little, like literally Radio Shack style drone that is carrying a little grenade, and the little grenade just does poof, the size of basically a human body. it seems that you could be like 5 meters away and you would survive. So that is the price of human life in modern warfare. But here you see the childish response to the Russian superiority of their military strategy against Ukraine, and it's to nonsensically bombard toward Crimea just for fun. No intended target has been attained, only collateral damage to terrorize the Russian population.
Так, вон, ранний только что был прилет. Только что вон, бегут раненые кусты.
So you can see injured or bodies getting carried from the beach here.
Пострадали, люди пострадали. Вот их складывают, сейчас будут увозить. Это Севастополь, Успенка. Вот он, только что там еще увезли машину.
This is clearly a civilian site, no danger for Ukraine. It is just pure destabilization of the Russian society. So people, well, I will fuck them in their mouth, was one of the comments apparently that was translated from Russian. People were telling me you can hear the cluster explosive in a secondary set of click, click, click explosion types. Oh yeah, we can hear it. Yeah, this is clearly, this is what a cluster bomb would do. Listen to it again. There's a big slap and then pop, 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 pop. All right. So, I mean, isn't that even illegal or something? I mean, certainly it's illegal to target this against civilian populations, but wasn't there like massive restrictions on the context in which this kind of bomb should be used? It's ridiculous. DK Shadow says this is terrorism and an act of war. Absolutely. Douglas McGregor reports Russia blames the United States for a deadly missile attack on Crimea. Russia on Sunday said that the United States had responsibility for Ukrainian missile attack on Russian annexed Crimea, which it said killed 5 people, including 3 children, and wounded over 100. So that would be an updated count. Stoic Saxon says cluster bombs are also illegal. Yeah, it seems that I had heard that they were by certain international standards. How likely is it that the U.S. replaces Zelensky in the first half of the war next year? In the first half of next year, President Putin shared his view during a press conference that the U.S. will replace Zelensky during the first half of next year after they use him to make unpopular decisions such as further lowering the draft age. His prediction coincided with Russia's Foreign Intelligence Service publishing its latest report, claimed that Zaluzhny is being seriously considered by the U.S. as his replacement and is also deemed to be more suitable for negotiating peace with Moscow than others. So these useless moves are being done, on the one hand, by perhaps Zelensky trying to save himself, trying to save this kind of militaristic view of him as the right choice for continuation of the war. And that's all he does. That's all he's ever benefited from. It's the fact of being incompetent at leading this war and being rewarded for his incompetence by money. And eventually, as he stacks into more radical and ridiculous and irrational decision making, eventually the U.S. will try to scapegoat him and basically make him look bad. Maybe we're going to get a story of rape accusation or something like this, like we had with Julian Assange and others. Like, oops, suddenly rape, or maybe a little video of him sniffing cocaine. Something like this, and then they would change him. Ture says they will lower the draft age until the tanks for pregnant women make finally sense. Is your tank pregnant woman ready? Hermit Ham says he may have been competent at reducing the population of Ukraine intentionally. Absolutely. I'm still in that line of thinking. Those are not the decisions of an intelligent war general. Those are the decisions of someone who's been rewarded for losing constantly and who wants, therefore, to further lose and whose job it is. You know, ultimately, the purpose of a system is what it does, and Zelensky, his purpose is to lose and to have as much civilians, as much Ukrainians killed in the process. Kim.com was saying, I have never seen more Ukraine bot activity on X than today. It indicates that the U.S. missile attack against Russian civilians in Crimea is turning into a big PR disaster for Biden and Zelensky. The propagandists are working overtime to blame Russia, just like with Nord Stream. It is sad they are retrying this psyop, and the only result of it is human death. We have an offer for peace by Putin that's been on the table forever. It makes total sense. He would just keep the currently acquired territory, not more. So if you continue the war on the Zelensky side, you risk of losing more territory. If you make the peace deal with Vladimir Putin, you know that it stops there. that is the best case scenario I see. But there is stubbornness and there is money on the other side pressing on the balance forward to continue. By the way, if you'd like to support the show, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey super chats are my favorite way to receive support for the show. Alternatively, feel free to use Entropy. The link to Entropy is in the description below. New guy was saying decisions of a comedian. Yes. Fargeg says, lol, watching the decline of civilization from a totally preventable and first-person perspective has convinced me that this is a recurring cyclical problem stemming from importing useless people. I agree. I agree that what we're seeing with the world right now must have been happening again and again. And it sucks. It sucks. Because the world was so encouraging for the young boy that I was. And no, it's like, no, we can't dream of further advances. We cannot dream of a multiplication and a 100x on current society. No, we've reached peak and it's all downhill from here. And if you want a sign of a declining civilization, Snopes, the fact-checking organization, has decided 7 years later to fact-check the question of whether Trump called neo-Nazis very fine people. Snopes finally admits Trump never called neo-Nazis very fine people, but out of nowhere, they decide to publish this fact-check on June 20, 2024. That's 3 days ago. Why? And I know why. It's because Trump is now the candidate of the establishment. They've decided to lie by omission for 7 years about this. Did Trump call people very fine people? Maybe true, maybe not true. We don't know. There's people saying this. There's interpretations of his sentence. But suddenly Trump becomes at the service of the warmongers and the Zionists. And what do we have? Snopes gets in it. Stoic Saxon says, it's Miriam Adelson. She made a call. Something like this. Because how do you get a fact-check interest suddenly, 7 years later? The establishment has decided to clear Trump. And that is extremely worrying. Extremely worrying because if he wins, I don't know what we're getting. It looks like we may be getting a more establishment persona than he was in 2016. We may even be getting a more establishment-aligned person than Joe Biden. And that is something that should feed your nightmares tonight. The Tradwife trend. Okay, we have a trad wife here available.
I think it's been really interesting to see how shocked people are by the term trad wife and how they seem to think it's some new way of living, like it's some unprecedented new trend. Like, have you seen these millennial and Gen Z girls? They just want to be at home with their kids. They want to have husbands and they want to take care of their husbands. They want to cook and they want to clean and they want to wear dresses. It's insane. When in reality, it's literally like the oldest lifestyle in the book. Before this, they were just called stay-at-home moms. And before that, they were just called women. But now our society has gone so far in the feminist direction that anybody who wants to live like a little bit old school and a little bit like how women used to live is fringe, right? Like an extremist. And I just think about how so many of us, since we were little, we were raised in this kind of boss babe feminist society that told us you can be so much more than...
I prefer this girl to Lily. Lily is a little a little more, you know how she yells at the camera? Here's a new Lily post. Repeal the 19th Amendment. Wow, it's like they are recycling base themes, okay? Because it's pretty base to be saying repeal the 19th Amendment, repeal women's rights, basically, and repeal women's vote. But they are recycling this, but with the mainstream normie sauce. It's disgusting. Because there's nothing in this video that truly advocates for repealing the 19th Amendment.
Hey, feminist. I just wanted to take the time out of my day to give a big fuck you to you. Thanks a lot. You think I want to be out in the workforce? Do you think this is what I want? Thanks a lot for setting this up. Like, our generation didn't have the... Like, we didn't get to choose this. You fucked it all up for the rest of us, you dumbass. You fucking dumbasses that fell right into it. You realize feminism only benefits men.
Everyday life with Lily must be painful. Holy shit. Constantly complaining. I mean, can you imagine this is your point of view and this is your wife?
Right. Like, of course men benefit from abortion so they don't have to take responsibility for when you get knocked up.
Oh, and this whole argument, I disagree, that men benefit from abortion. No, men would be in a good situation if they could deny the right of abortion to their woman. That way their woman would be bound to honor her commitment to them. It's the fact that women can go away and get it without our consent that is a problem to the male reproductive interest.
Men benefit from, you know, free sex and no responsibility. Like, the only people who benefit, like, if you want to know, like, if something's good for you or not, see who benefits from it and see if you like that answer. If it's the men that's benefiting from feminism and you're not benefiting from it, you should be so suspect of that, obviously. Obviously! Fuck you, feminists.
So now feminist is a conspiracy that the patriarchy has put together to advantage themselves so that they don't have responsibilities. This is a load of bullshit, Lily, and it's not an argument for repeal the 19th. So you are recycling old memes, not even living up to the standard of the meme. Not even living up to a just barely thing, making a true argument that we should remove women's rights. It's just blah, 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 and yelling and displaying your narcissistic, hateful personality.
I'm out here working my ass off.
And by the way, all of these beginnings of videos and ends of videos that are cutting out, this is engineered spontaneity. You are deciding to cut yourself out in the middle of a sentence so that it looks spontaneous. And it's fake. I just want people to know, you know, we have the technology to cut sentences correctly after the sentence or before the sentence. And it's not that Lily is failing at using that technology. It's that she's intentionally cutting things short so that it looks like she's stuck in the middle of a conversation, which is the style that is preferred by her consumers on TikTok. Western Kind United sends a super chat. He says, despite your banning me from the Discord without warning, I still appreciate your interesting insights, Bryce. Well, yeah, I mean, you had started to be publishing controversial stuff that on Discord it doesn't pass. So I have to be, and you were kind of annoying and bizarre in your interactions on Discord. You looked like a fed. So be careful, because Discord, it's not the same rules as X. It's not the same rules as Odyssey. I have to be a little tighter on Discord, and sometimes I just see you at the border of acceptability, but since it's Discord, I don't take a risk. I had to ban you. Now, if you want to be unbanned, just contact me and let me know that you understand this. I'm totally fine letting you back on Discord, but you have to understand, don't be edgy on Discord. She contributed more to the GDP in one day than an average person in a third world country does in 1 year 48 hours back in New York City.
Came back in from the Hamptons to New York City for literally 48 hours. So you best believe I jam-packed every appointment I possibly could into those 48 hours. Oslo had to get neutered, so I dropped him off, grabbed a coffee, and then headed over to Core Power with Carly. I really wish there was a Core Power out east, so I love doing it when I come back into the city. And then ladies, let this be a reminder, do your annual checkup with your gyno. I'm all good. And then I obviously needed a little lunch, so I grabbed Sweetgreen. Again, don't have that in the Hamptons. Did a little shopping, and then I headed over to Glow Bar. I needed just a super light hydrating facial because I'm going to the Bahamas. Got my face dermaplaned. Look how much hair came off. Then the next day I went to Athos to get my Botox touched up. They do literally the best job. We always take before photos and I haven't got my Botox touched up in a minute, okay? So we were doing like basically my whole face. I was getting my masseters done too. Cannot wait for that to kick in. But then my final appointment, I headed over to Jenna to get my extensions bumped up. It's the same hair and everything. Obviously it just grows out. So she just pushes it up so it's way closer to my root and it feels so much better. We also just threw in a couple highlights just at my front like money piece. And this hair is so insane. This is it straight. It looks so good. And then obviously I love it curled. I walked out of here a new bitch. I got my face frozen. I got my hair fixed. I literally feel like $1 million.
I mean, she looks uglier at the end than at the beginning. What? I think the purpose of all these things is just to waste money. No, it's ridiculous. And yeah, I wanted to illustrate the concept. I'm starting to have a concept emerge in my head, which is there are women and then there are people with Down syndrome. I believe that the two categories are more, I see a Venn diagram here and the two circles, they're more together than I would have expected before. And I think keeping a separate word for the phenomenon that is Down syndrome and a separate word for woman, I think that all of it could be combined. We could call the whole thing a retarded entity. R-E. Retarded entity. And I've been thinking about it and... women do have an extra chromosome. I mean, women have an extra chromosome on the 23rd chromosome. Down syndrome people have an extra chromosome on the 21st chromosome. Could it be that Down syndrome people are just undeveloped women, that eventually there is a future out there where women get replaced by Down syndrome people and the sexual chromosome becomes the 21st chromosome? In any case, and you know, women do act retarded, that is clear. So I wanted to explain this concept here on this girl. I said this woman illustrates a concept that men need to understand to be successful at dating. The guy had everything she needed. So the guy was beautiful to her, rich, well-organized in life, wealthy, caring. But the problem is he talked to her and she had nothing to say back. She said, I felt that I was being talked at for hours. So she didn't know what to answer to his stuff, so she didn't have anything to bring to him. Now that is a reason for her to dismiss him. So with woman, you basically need to manage the woman. You need to pull the best self out of her. She will love you through the way she loves herself in your presence. Dating a woman is a little bit like caring for a Down syndrome person. Incidentally, women do have an extra copy of a chromosome. For them, it's number 23, whereas for Down syndrome people, it's number 21. In that everything that happens is your fault. How you are with a woman is your fault. How they are with you is your fault. Basically, the man is evaluated as an agent of management of the couple rather than as an independent being. So let's see what she reports on her dating attempt. By the way, at your age, lady, it's not the time to start saying I'm not compatible with this guy. At this age, you have to go like a blind, blindfolded horse, just get to the end of the racing track. You have to get intimidated. You are way too old.
I know nothing besides he's good looking and Christian. This is what I'm wearing. And I'm very excited. I'm actually not nervous.
She has prepared herself well for her age, but she is post-reproductive pretty much. I mean, a guy who would take this contract would be kind of crazy at this point.
I feel like I used to think first dates were so scary, but then I realized that I'm confident in who I am, and it's really just getting to know someone and deciding if you want to be around them again. So there's no nerves. I'm really hungry.
That did not go well. Very nice guy. Very sweet, very handsome, very attractive, very successful. But I feel like I was just like talked at for the last 2 hours. The dinner was great, but I was just like talked at.
What does this mean, you were talked at? It means you weren't talking. I would doubt that this guy was insisting to be the only one talking. What I guess happened here is that this guy was talking, you were kind of awkward and had not much to bring to the table, and so he was filling the conversation to compensate for your lack of responses.
Okay, not compatible.
No, at your age, you don't have the luxury to say not compatible. You have to. On top of it, if he was talking to you, showing interest, wealthy, well-organized, and he was looking beautiful to you, I mean, you have to put a ring on this guy. It's a miracle that you had this at your age. Real Base Talk says it was probably 10x worse for him. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing that sucks more than a woman who expects spontaneously that the discussion will move forward, but doesn't make any effort for it to happen and leaves all of the effort to you. It's like, oh yeah, you go ahead, like, go ahead, use me for discussion. She expects for you to be managing the whole conversation. And if you get only a 5-second silence, a normie woman will consider this awkward, and she will ban you from her life. So you have to be on a zero dead hair policy, like the radio host of the 70s. It's like, oh no, I can't take 5 seconds dead hair. I will yell awkward if I see this. And yet, they constantly work for the whole conversation to converge toward the most awkwardness possible. So they are truly testing your ability to fill the dead hair. Naberius says, damned if you do, damned if you don't. Oh yeah, man, I'm so happy to be out of the dating world, of the dating market. I don't like it. May her audience silenced after Andrew Cuomo admits the New York City Trump trial should have never happened.
The trial in New York, the one he got convicted for, was the greatest fundraising bonanza ever. He was lagging behind Biden, and now he's pulled quite a bit ahead. That trial was the greatest reason people had to send their checks for 5, 10, 25, whatever dollars to Donald Trump. So yeah. I was always with you on the one in New York, the hush money trial. I don't think they should have brought that one. It was just always going to look like a sex case, and people were always just going to look at it that way. So anyway.
That case, the Attorney General's case in New York, frankly, should have never been brought. And If his name was not Donald Trump, and if he wasn't running for president, I'm the former AG in New York, I'm telling you that case would have never been brought. And that's what is offensive to people. And it should be, because if there's anything left, it's belief in the justice system.
At this point, people are siding with Trump, but I'm afraid that too much. Like, Trump is no more a challenger to the elite. When you have Bill Maher talking about positively about him and presenting him as a victim of a bunch of far-left people, it's starting to be worrying. The Kick CEO has revealed a new category for high-risk live streams that will be manually reviewed by employees, so there will be extra moderation. So there's the IRL category. And it's for those high-risk live streams, like the ones where they catch pedophiles and that kind of stuff. They are now dedicating a new category that will be more looked at by the censors. Now, Kick has always been, this streaming platform that was new, that was fresh, that was young, and they didn't want to censor anything. But now they got things like Vitaly, and there are physical fights emerging. And in the case of Vitaly, there was the kissing of a 16-year-old, I think, something like this. And then there were questions around, well, was she really 16 years old, or did she lie to Vitaly to frame him? Anyways, It's the situation. There's always a corporate entity, and even if they start with good intentions, eventually they converge towards censorship one way or another. They either get there by threats or by fear of their own. Candace Owen says, "Happy Saturday. The elites want a world war. Do not send your children to die for them. That is all." What a beautiful message by Candace Owens. It's true. We are truly at the border of things popping out, and it's going to be caused by humans. This is what I realize. The U.S. elite is wanting a war, and if they don't make it happen, like within the next few months, they're probably going to try to make it happen within the next 4 years. Perhaps under a Trump presidency. And all of it will be just provocation. Just the U.S. wants it. Don't do it, says DK Shadow. Yes, any means you can take to make sure that your family is not the target of these drafts and these recruitment efforts, take it, because it's coming. Candace Owen says, suddenly a bunch of terrorist attacks in Russia at the moment that the Western elites decide that they want war with them. Looking forward to see what the investigation yields. Pray for the innocent Russian civilians. Well, there doesn't need to be much of an investigation, given that it's been mostly public. The U.S. has recently allowed Ukraine to strike deep into Russia. That means including Crimea. They have then furnished missiles to Ukraine, probably with the idea of, if we can use Ukraine as a proxy to test the air defenses of Russia, because of course the US cannot really just try to send missiles itself to Russia, because Russia would retaliate. And so they're getting the Ukrainians to test the Russians that way. And let me tell you, the results of the test is that Russia is very smart in terms of air defense. And we don't have any evidence that a single target has been successfully targeted. We have this drop on the beach, which is, was this a missile that was not neutralized by the defense, or imperfectly neutralized and fell on there? Or was it that the Ukrainians are just stupid and they just carelessly send missiles pretty much in any direction? I don't know. Doubting Thomas says, Jeff, how can Trump be the establishment candidate if they have convinced the normies for years that they need to hyperventilate at even the thought of Trump. Well, you know, sometimes the establishment presents to you a display of anti-establishment imagery. It's a marketing strategy. And it's a marketing strategy that I believe the elite is currently testing, because it's always been a problem for the elite, the spirit of true independence of the American people. So white Americans, they have a spirit of true sovereignty. And it stems from their selection. You know, the founding of America has been made in a search for liberty, both when people traveled by boat, they were seeking liberty from Europe, but also when they arrived here and sought independence from the monarchy. So at every point, the American population is self-selected for a true desire for liberty from oppressive systems. Now, one solution that the elite may have been using again and again is to have candidates that are looking like they are free from the system and they will drain the swamp or they will do this and that. But control these candidates enough. It's the strategy that we called controlled opposition. It's that if you want to be sure of winning in politics, you might as well control the opposition. So Trump is definitely an oppositional image. But is he truly an oppositional manager of the US? I don't think so. I think in many ways he is a broker between a population that wants liberty, that wants an American-style right-wing federal government, and the elite, the New York elite and the other elites across America, the Democrat elite, really. And the intimidation that Trump was targeted with legally and with the media and the false allegations against him in the Jewish press has been mostly kind of the elites reminding Trump, hey, you're our guy. So you don't necessarily have to see this as they hate Trump. You have to see this as the elite goes as hard on their own than they go after the enemy. They go hard on their own because they want to ensure compliance. And with Trump, they totally ensured compliance with their own plan of crashing the US economy with the COVID measures. Trump totally folded in front of the scientific community, at the science. And Trump did everything they wanted, down to making himself lose the election. So, yeah, I think it's what's happening. And I think that the Trump that will be unleashed as a product of his second election will be even more establishment aligned than what we've had before. People were discussing female police officers, because, of course, people are scared to be giving, deadly weapons to these creatures with an extra chromosome, as I've described them earlier. Here we have an example of a woman who, she appears to have shot her firearms in a moment that doesn't seem like it justifies, and it doesn't even seem that the direction where she shot makes sense. So it looks like a misfiring or accidental firing, and I think no one was hurt, thankfully.
Car! Get out of the car!
What are you doing? What
you're
is
just
this about?
Get out of the
this
car!
Is this doing?
Get out of the car!
Ma'am! Ma'am, get away from my car!
Get rubbing over!
Now, I have no pity for this guy, because this guy is resisting clearly and is clearly trying to escape the police. But so it seems that she shot like while jogging. It seems that she shot maybe that way. There is a police technique that does justify shooting when you shoot for the tires. I don't know if they still do it, though. It's been a while since I haven't seen it. But back a few decades ago, they were definitely teaching to police agents that you can shoot the tires. But it doesn't seem like she shot the tires. It seems that she shot while running like this and poof! Thankfully, I think that no one was hurt here. But yeah, women have to be careful in the way they tighten the grip on a gun while running. Trump wants to shut down the Department of Education at the federal level, but will this happen? Because I've heard this kind of talk in 2016.
And I will shut down the federal Department of Education, and we will move everything back to the states where it belongs and where they can individualize education and do it with the love for their children.
Okay, promises. I would be excited if we can get a couple of departments shutdowns at the federal level. Here we have a woman who is ready to feed her husband.
Hungry? You want me to make you a sandwich?
I think she said, "You're hungry? You want me to make you a sandwich?" So we have tater tots going into the oven. Cucumber slices. At first I was looking at this and I was like, where is this headed? Okay, very miniaturized cucumber cubes. Dill. Now where she truly got me. So I think that's mint. Now I understood where she was headed. So she's putting some kind of sour cream or yogurt. Salt.
Want smash?
Now I didn't understand. So she's going to smash the tater tots. Now we got roast beef. Roast beef seared in the pan. Generously covered with spices. Now the smashed tater tots, they come to form a sort of potato salad into the tzatziki sauce. Now we're starting to be interesting here. So you got a kind of gyro-like activity involving sliced roast beef, tzatziki sauce with smashed tater tots in it to give it a potato base. Wow, I want to taste this. Okay, the wrapping of the gyro could be improved here.
Here you go.
And there you go. You have your trad wife, sir, as requested. Keith Woods is being hilarious on Twitter these days because he's going after all these anonymous accounts. And it, you know, these anonymous accounts, they have big man alpha males on their profile pic. And they're like bodybuilders. And they're like, are you a 10? Are you an alpha? And they amass a base of followers based on a fake identity, really. And Keith Woods is exposing these guys. And we got a picture of Bronze Age Pervert that is recent. And it's like, this guy was presenting himself as a nude bodybuilder. And was presenting himself as so physically desirable that apparently he was able to charge Milo for fucking him in the ass. I mean, we're talking, he was talking like, you were looking at his Twitter account and you were like, okay, this guy is out there in some gay sauna and he's like kissing his muscles. But no, we have now a look at the man, and that is who Bronze Age Pervert is, a relatively fat. And, you know, it's okay to be fat, but when you brag about being a bodybuilder, you're not supposed to be looking like this. When you brag about restoring the state of alpha males. And now Bronze Age Pervert has responded to the accusation and says he doesn't do a complete denial. So because the denial is incomplete, I would tend to think that it's truly his picture. But instead of saying, no, it's not me, he says, friends who know me know that this year I've had Hyperborea-style hair. I am Hyperborea maxing, and he claims that this is a recent picture of him. But we don't get to see his belly, and Keith Woods has done the research on this. And Keith Woods concludes that the picture that he got is actually a more recent picture, and that this particular picture comes from 2022, apparently, and doesn't really show the belly, so... It doesn't matter. In the end, the Bronze Age Pervert is not looking like you would expect if he had the life that he was bragging about. And there was also another... Oh yeah, Alba Rising was publishing a picture of himself. And, you know, Alba Rising is an account on Twitter that I do respect. And it's like, these guys are the guys bragging about their physique and saying, why don't you post your physique, bro? Are you Hyperborea maxing, bro? This is the guy. And yet, Alba Rising has a very good, you know, he has a very good Twitter account. I've always respected his content. And he casually sends a picture of himself. It turns out that the people who least brag about their muscle are the most muscled people in the far right on Twitter. And Keith Woods had an hilarious reply, because since Keith Woods is now involved in mocking these guys for their physique, there were people who went at him, including Aimé Thérèse. Aimé Thérèse was telling him, look, you look like a geek, Keith Woods. You know, but Keith Woods is not out there bragging about being a nude bodybuilder. So the fact that Keith Woods looked geeky, I think it's totally in line with his personality. You know, he's not selling a lie to you. But Keith Woods, in reply to Aimé Thérèse, said, put a picture of her. And said, you look like the feral ghouls from Fallout. I mean, she does look scary. She does give a zombie movie vibe. You have to give it to Keith Woods here. Aimé Thérèse, I'm not sure what I think about her. I think I've been finding her annoying at times. It seems that she surfs on right-wing themes sometimes, but then she reverts into being just a woman many times. I mean, it's happening again and again. And all of this is happening in the context where... So that's Bronze Age Pervert. Now, another... Who's the other who got revealed recently? It's Raw Egg Nationalist. And Raw Egg Nationalist has posts on his Twitter that are mentioning how, you know, mocking people for having brown eyes. So you would think, my God, if you mock people for having brown eyes, we should expect a blue-eyed, blonde type of guy. But no, it was revealed that Raw Egg Nationalist is actually a young Jewish boy in the basement of his mother with a very Middle Eastern look and brown eyes. And so you have all these Jewish subversives just working within, working to develop a kind of right-wing following. And Jose was saying, I'm building a team to revitalize the American right wing. So here we have, who's this monarchist? I forget his name, but you know, this guy who got on Tucker Carlson. We have Ra'eg Nationalist. We have, I don't know, is that Aimé Thérèse maybe? And then we have Bronze Age Pervert. This Moldbug, yeah, that's his name, Moldbug. So hilarious that people develop these fake personalities, which is why I've always thought that there was value in our public intellectuals being opened about who they are. I've always been insisting on working under my real name, because to me, it's ultimately a question of honesty. Because, like, can you imagine if you had this guy in your head while you read his book? And his book, I read the first page of his book, and it's like, we need to restore a Bronze Age mentality of real men just taking back ownership of the planet and just exuding masculinity and rawr. And the other guy is like, I eat raw eggs. I eat raw eggs. Aren't you an Ethan, blue-eyed Aryan? History will forget you. You are not racially pure enough. I mean, when you look at their face, you realize their whole message is a lie, and you would be laughing internally if you had these faces in mind, knowing that those are the people typing behind the keyboard. Much love.